Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Overseer, and you know I'm just delighted to be here, ready and willing to talk to you. And my co-host, Caroline Allen, is here. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you today?
Oh, if I were any better, it would be illegal.
Okay.
Yes, it's really interesting, all of the information that has been coming to the forefront lately. Is there anything in particular that, of course, you might not have noticed anything. You've been away on vacation, haven't you?
I have.
So I'm wondering if there is anything that has come to mind in the news or some spiritual insight that you've had within, you know, the last couple of days that you wish to comment on.
I'm afraid not. I'm afraid I've been concentrating on relaxing and laughing and having fun and not doing much else.
Oh, you know, something perhaps that we could mention. Do you want to mention that little conversation that we had about somebody who passed over to the other side?
Oh, sure, that'd be fun.
Yes, because I kind of thought that was fascinating.
I did, too.
Yeah. Caroline mentioned to me about an individual that had passed over to the other side, and as you know, Caroline is so talented, she can just see into the inner dimension, and there the individuals are there, you know, coming back for a little discussion.
Right.
And she wasn't seeing this person, wanted to know what was involved with the situation that they crossed over, and she hadn't had time to speak to them or hadn't seen them. So I went to the cherubim, and for those of you who are not familiar with this, I do read the Akashic Records that's held in the center of the cosmos, and it is energetically, everything that's ever happened to an individual is there in their records. And so they were showing me this image of this individual in a place of, well, you might say healing, integration. And the individual was dressed in the dress of the Middle Ages, which I found so fascinating. Why this person who is in a healing process would be dressed in clothing from a particular period that wasn't modern. And so when I asked about it, I was told that after maybe 10 incarnations that we have here on Earth, we then go and integrate all of the experiences from those last 10 lifetimes, and as the person is integrating these, they have the appearance of the dress of whatever lifetime that they're reviewing. So I kind of thought that was rather interesting. Never ran into that before.
Neither had I. And, you know, that also makes me wonder about what that means in terms of how often we reincarnate. If she were on a 10 to 12 lifetime cycle, and at the end of that cycle, integrating those past lifetimes, does that mean that we come in every 200 years? How often would that be, Carolyn? That we would be expecting to be reincarnating in the earth?
I just love your questions.
Because I thought it was more often.
Your questions are as interesting as some of the ones that I asked. I know, I'm going to ask the cherubim that.
Okay.
What I have seen from some of my own personal experience in exploring these, when we because I was doing a lot of research on the Roman period, and I had asked that I was following some lifetimes as people were reincarnating, and it looked like 2,000 years ago, it was like every 400 years that souls were coming back. But I also know from different research that I have done is it depends also on the person's mission. When I say mission, there's a core mission that is given to a soul when the Creator first brings forth that soul at creation. They are created under certain colors and sound, and as they come into their spiritual form, the colors that they are created under places with them a certain desire to fulfill certain jobs. So when you come to Earth, if a person has a particular job that they know that they're filling, we don't always have the opportunity here on Earth because of cycles. So where the Earth is historically, what cycle that you're going to be working with has something to do with the year that you're coming in. Also, and I found this fascinating, Caroline, we know if you remember any of your past lifetimes, sometimes you're a male, sometimes you're a female. And depending upon, again, your mission, there are times in the cycle where a male physical body will have more opportunity than the female. And so that cycle, again, plays into whether you're coming back as male or female. So what I'm going to do is I'll ask the cherubim for something more recent with the number of incarnations, because I think as we come up to the current date, the year that we're in right now, we have had more reincarnations closer together. I know some of my own incarnations in the last, maybe the last 200 years, I know I have been here in this century at least two other lifetimes besides this lifetime. So that kind of makes you busy.
Right.
Let's see what the cherubim say.
Okay.
Okie dokie. What they're telling me is the answer that I gave was relatively accurate, except for a few minor details, that if a soul passes over with a lot of regrets and must explore the reasons behind their actions and how they affected other individuals. In other words, people have done some things in their lives where they've caused others to suffer, that they must relive those and understand what they have done and the implications that they've had with others. Therefore, they might not be able to reincarnate as quickly as the time frame might allow them to integrate. There have been some souls who have been in that state of reviewing their past lifetime, their actions, and the reactions of others, sometimes for hundreds of years, though that is rare. Most individuals seem to understand relatively quickly the results of their actions, except for some recalcitrant souls who refuse to look at that. On the other side, as you call it, no soul is forced to journey along the spiritual life so that they are gathering information. It is freely at their own pace. So some of how quickly a soul reincarnates depends upon the intent of that soul and whether they wish to move up the ladder of spiritual understanding quickly. We have found that in the last 50 years and the last 25 in particular, that the spiritual information that has been hidden is slowly becoming revealed, and because of the technology that you have, more people are aware of mysteries that have been hidden from others, say, 200 or 300 years ago. So the human race went through a period of time when education was minimal, people had difficulty in learning how to read and how to write, those particular periods of time, they were at the discretion of those who used propaganda to control them. These individuals have a tendency to reincarnate fewer times because the opportunity wasn't there for them. And those souls who are looking for opportunities come at the higher points of civilization. We are open for more questions if you wish to follow that path. So, Caroline, I don't know, darling. Did you want to know anything more about that, or did they answer sufficiently?
Well, I guess that answered my question. I just was kind of trying to do the division and figure out, you know, ostensibly, I guess you could have been here for 1,500 years or so and only done 10 or 12 lifetimes, depending on what your chosen purpose and what was going on in the world at the time then.
I suspect that they probably came in more than that. I asked one time about my past lifetimes, and there were pages flipping over. I could see these faces so quickly flipping over. There were so many lifetimes I couldn't even count them. I saw the first lifetime rather, the image of the first lifetime rather clearly. There was a face that would be very similar to what you might think of as an Aztec, though I suspect this probably was in Atlantis. And after that, the pages kept flipping. Oh, it was so fast. I got dizzy at the thought of being here all those times.
Well, and I just got told that your cycles of lifetimes might not be continuous. In other words, you might be doing lifetime one and two on a certain level and then another lifetime one and two on a different purpose. And then, you know, so they don't necessarily go in the kind of time frame we would consider 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Well, if you think how old the Earth is and with the opportunity of when man came into this planet, I mean, the opportunity there is for many, many lifetimes. Whether a soul took advantage of all of those is hard to say. And the other question is whether a person kept incarnating in the same planet. You know, they could have gone to another planet, too.
Okay, Carolyn, you're fading in and out for me. I don't know whether
you're
doing it. Yeah, it's almost like you're not talking into the...
Okay, I'll try. Is this better?
Yes, that's much better.
Thank you, dear.
I hear you much better. Well, I want everybody else to hear you also.
Absolutely. And I would like to mention to our friends out there who might be tuned in today, thank you. And our number here is 877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, it is a toll-free number, and it is 888-815-9756. And the reason that you would want to call into the show is, first of all, Caroline works with God, acts as the witness for healing. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about that, Caroline, how you actually do your work?
Okay. I always stumble with this question.
Why is that?
I don't know, because I don't really quite understand it myself.
Good enough reason.
It's very difficult for me to explain it when I don't really understand it myself. I'm a medical intuitive, so I can see inside the body and see what's going on inside the body. But I also see what's going on in the mental and emotional bodies as well as the spiritual bodies. So my healing work, and by seeing, I mean I do see scenes, I do see blood vessels, I do see people who I'm assisting when I'm taking them to the light. I do see them. I also feel what's going on, and I'm told verbally what's going on. And usually it's all of the above. I'm getting verbal messages as well as visual messages and pictures, and I'm getting a feeling for what I am seeing and hearing. When I first started working, doing healing work, I started out doing Reiki and then moved to several different kinds of healing work. And now God's told me that what I'm to call my work is healing with the power of God's love. And basically, you know, when I first started doing it, it was happening so fast, and it still does, that I was just kind of incredulous, and I'd be like, okay, what do you need me for? So one Sunday when I was in meditation, I said to God, okay, let's get serious about this. Why do you need me? Why can't you just do the healing? Why am I part of this process? And he told me to get out the Bible and to look up all the times in the New Testament where Jesus had healed and to come back and sit down and talk to him. So
gave you some homework first.
I had to do my homework first. So I got out the New Testament, and I had one that had a really good index to it, so I could look up all of the healing things fairly easily. And I found that Jesus healed in a lot of different ways. There wasn't just one way that Jesus healed. I also found that there were always witnesses to the healing. And he always asked, except in the case of Lazarus, who was dead, if they believed. And so I saw that those four things happened for regardless of how the healing took place or what kind of healing needed to be done. So I went back into meditation and I told him that. He said, that's exactly correct. And he said, why I need you is I need a witness. He said, if I just do a healing on somebody walking down the street, there's no witness to the healing. There is nobody to say that the healing took place. And because you live in the dimension you live in, there must be someone who can witness the healing. And I said, oh. So that's really basically what I'm doing. I'm being the witness to the healing so I can describe what's taking place. Now, people who call me on the phone will realize that I don't usually ask them if they believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that if they call me, I know they believe or they wouldn't call me. Unless they say, my mother told me to call you. In which case I go, okay, and let's go through that conversation. And do you believe that you can be healed? And then once we've gotten that settled, I can do the healing work. And the other thing is that if somebody doesn't believe in God, God can't heal them. Because this is the universe of free will. So if we choose not to believe in God, then a healing, I can sit there and see all the things that are wrong with you, but a healing is not going to take place because It's through the power of God's love that the healing takes place. And
I've had that happen
a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
You know, where I can see what needs to be done, but I'm blocked. I am totally blocked from doing any kind of healing work. And that's when I have to go back and say, not just do you believe in the power of healing, but do you believe in God? And if they don't believe in God, there's really nothing that I can witness, because God respects your free will. He doesn't always agree with it, but it is your free will. So he does not abrogate anyone's free will. If they're not willing to believe in him, then the healing can't take place. And, of course, that brings up the next question, which is, well, what happens when people have dark spirits and demons attached to them? Once those are removed, then those people can become clear about their choice, about whether they do believe in God or they do not believe in God. But when people have got demons or dark spirits attached to them, they have to be removed first, because those people are not clear enough to know. They don't know how to answer the question.
Well, that brings up two more questions.
That's fine.
And one of the questions that was going through my mind as you were discussing this, you're a medical intuitive, so you can see into the body. You can see where the problem is. And then God comes in with his love, and God corrects what needs to be done. Now, does that mean that if you couldn't see into the body, that this whole process wouldn't happen? It sounds to me like you're saying yes.
No.
Because you've got to see in there to be the witness. Is that how it works?
I don't actually think that's technically correct. I think that you can feel the healing take place, and
well,
so
apparently,
it will.
Can I just interrupt you 1 second, Caroline? Because I think
Sure. Perhaps
somebody wanted to come in for a healing, and the caller, her name, please?
Jean.
Did you say Jean?
Yes.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Caroline. How are you?
We're fine, thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm having a hard time dealing with what I came here to do.
Oh.
I'm chuckling at that, because I think a lot of us are.
Yes, I think so.
What do you need help with, Jean?
I guess I take care of my daughter 5 days a week, because she's hit by a drunk driver and she's got a lot of health issues. And this week her husband went to a funeral out of town, and so I took care of her today too, and she wants me to come back again. And I'm just getting frustrated with having to do so much for her and that, and I know I shouldn't, but I am, and I guess I just need a little healing to be able to do what I need to do and do it nicely.
Before I turn you over to Caroline to see what she can do, can I ask you a question, Jean?
Sure.
Do you have any days where they are just your own to do what you want to do without having the responsibility of saying your daughter or other family members?
Well, I'm supposed to have Saturday, but I'm not getting that right now. And I get frustrated when if I'm over there taking care of her 7 days a week. It's just too much on me.
Is there some other way that you could get somebody to step in and help on Saturdays?
There's nobody else that will.
How about an organization? Have you looked into what organizations might be in the area? Because I know here in Maryland we have organizations to take over for a caretaker a day or two. You need a break.
Yeah. Well, I can check on that. I could sure do that.
And, Jean, Has she applied for disability?
She has, but she hasn't gotten it yet. They turned her down, and so she got an attorney, and so she still hasn't gotten that.
Well, it does take, from my experience, 3 to 5 times to get accepted.
Okay.
As far as Social Security disability is concerned. So you need just keep on pushing until you get to that point, because she really can't work.
No, she can't.
And she's struggling with taking care of herself, much less getting out in the world and working. And there aren't any family members that can help, correct?
Well, they could, but they won't.
Okay.
Her husband usually takes care of her during the weekend, but he's at a funeral this weekend.
Right. Jean.
But I just get so frustrated sometimes.
I'm sure you do. How about, is there anybody that could help you out?
In what sense, Caroline?
Well, Jean's actually going to her daughter's house and helping take care of her and her grandson, and that means that Jean can't do any of her own work at home.
Oh, my husband's wonderful about that. He does cleaning, and he does a lot of stuff at home, so that when I come home, I can relax. And
okay.
Usually Saturday and Sunday is unless I do real estate too, but I haven't been doing that since I've been taking care of my daughter. I just haven't had the time to
right.
do it, and I'd like to get back into it, but it's just not working out to do that.
Yeah, you're under a heavy burden, that's for certain, and you really do need help.
She does. She really needs help.
I would look into some organizations and see if you can, if someone will give you some time, a break. You can't do this 7 days a week.
I know, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn, can you possibly do a reading from the cherubim?
On what topic?
On the topic of, is there some help available for Jean that we're unaware of? Could they point us in the direction of anything like that?
I've never asked someone a question like this before, but I can do that. Why don't you work with her, talk to her, and I'll see what I can find out.
Okay. Jean, what do you feel like is your biggest need for yourself physically?
Just to have some time to myself and to rest and catch up on my home life and time with my husband and I just feel like I need some time to myself, and when I get home at night during the week, I'm just exhausted from taking care of her and my grandson all day, I just would really like my weekends to do more of my own thing, but sometimes she calls and needs me on the weekends. Sometimes her husband gets angry with taking care of her too, and then he'll leave her, and then she'll call me and want me to come and stay with her, and it just wears me out.
Sure it does.
She's just so needy, and I just, I try, but I just sometimes get so frustrated.
Well, the answer that I'm getting from the cherubim is that they don't know of another way to assist you as far as organizations are concerned, but what they are suggesting is that when you are at her house and you are working with her, to see it that you're not in this dimension working with her, but that you are in a higher dimension working with her, and it would have a
a different, you would be in a different energy field. Does that make sense to you, Jean?
Yes. Well, I usually try to put a pyramid of Christ white light around me to protect me from all the negativity that
is excellent. And that's excellent. So if you can, if when you have the opportunity at her house, see yourself in that higher dimension as if you're separated from your body. In other words, your spirit's in the higher dimension. Your body's doing what has to be done physically. But you are looking down at the situation from your soul level instead of the level of the emotion.
Okay.
Do you think you can do that?
Yes, I'm going to try.
And also, there's another question that comes to mind. Is her problem a permanent problem, or can she be healed?
Well, she's been working with Caroline, but they don't always connect. But she's been working with Caroline on some healing.
She tends to forget.
Well, she sometimes forgets to call or calls at the wrong time.
Right.
And
because what they're also saying is, see, for you, when you are working on the higher level, you're existing in the higher level. Your physical is on this level. But also from that higher level, see her as healed.
Okay.
And this is a question I've wanted to ask you before. Are you treating her in the same way that you would treat her if she were healed? In other words, and you know what I'm saying.
Making allowances because she's sick that's infringing upon your personal freedom, I think is what you mean. Is that how you would put it, Caroline?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, you know, another suggestion, Jean, is that if you're going to have to work on a Saturday or Sunday, then say to her, well, I need 2 days off next week then. Would it suit you if I took them off on Monday and Tuesday or Tuesday and Wednesday?
If I do that, then she calls her husband at work and tells him he has to come home, and then they fight. Then he threatens to leave her, and I feel like if I'm not there, they're going to split up, and then she's going to be here, or I'm going to be there all the time.
Is there a young person, maybe of babysitting age, that can, because it sounds like part of the time she just needs people to fetch things for her. Is that accurate?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Is there somebody that you might be able to find who works at a for a smaller amount, maybe, you know, a high school student or a junior high, that could just act as somebody who would fetch things for her, not give her any kind of assistance other than that. But, you know, I need my book, I need whatever, and somebody to go and do that. Is there a lot of that?
She's just real needy, and I know she hurts, and she's got all those rods and screws and stuff in her head and neck.
Frustrated.
But, I'll see if I can't find her husband's mother-in-law. She'll come up for an hour or two, maybe once every 6 months, and that's it.
Now I'm talking about a younger person, you know, who'd be looking for a little extra money to make something
or somebody who could even play with her son.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see if I could find somebody like that to come over and spend some time there.
Because even if you had a break of a couple hours during a day, in other words, if you didn't have the whole day off and you had a couple hours during the day, because some young person in the neighborhood could come in
and like Caroline say, play with the child or just fetch things for her. Just even if you went outside and went for a walk or went to the store, you need that break.
Yeah, because I left her today and she was angry at me and she told me I was a terrible mom and that, I don't know, she just gave me a really hard time and then she tried calling me and I didn't answer the phone because I needed some time to myself and I thought, well, I'd call and bug you two and see what you had to say.
Well, it sounds like she's using a guilt trip on you, which makes it even more difficult for
you. Yes, she does use it.
She is. She's using that. Do you know what would happen if you went back to work?
She'd be calling me all the time and trying and just telling me she hurt so bad and there's no one there to help. And I've been going over there in the morning because all the medicine she's on, she can't get up sometimes or can't wake up, and I'm afraid my grandson might get hurt. He's almost 4.
You have a real emotional problem working on you. I mean, as a mother and a grandmother, you're under a heavy strain.
Yes, I am.
And you can't do this every day.
And you all live in a fairly small town, is that correct?
Well, she lives about 20 minutes from me. And I live in a bigger town, and she lives in a small town.
Caroline, what's the possibility of her working with some kind of pain management program? I'm talking about the daughter here.
She's on a pain management program, but
she is.
I don't mean medication.
Oh, okay.
I meant more than that. I meant meditation, music, something that can augment the medication.
Well, she says she's been meditating because I told her she needed to do that, and I told her she needed to remember her appointments with Caroline so that she could work with healing.
Does she have any music in the room?
Well, she has a radio and a CD player and that, so I'm sure, you know, I could pick her up a meditation tape or
Well, I was thinking about some music that is settling, some music that is uplifting.
Okay.
Not music that would jangle her nerves, something that would be soothing.
Okay.
I would, does your library rent CD tapes like they do books?
They probably do. I've never been to the one here.
I know mine does, and you could get into a lot of money buying a lot of things, but
yeah.
If you can get over to the library and go through some CDs, if you can take them out, that would be soothing to her so that you could play it, because she's got a lot of discordant things in her life right now. And
yes,
you do too.
She does. Yeah.
Play
okay.
Some soothing music.
Yeah, I will try that.
Because you can't meditate without the proper kind of music, I don't think, in the very beginning when you're under that kind of stress.
Yeah. Okay, I'll check that out.
And, Jean, I've been wishing that you would call in so that I could say to you, please call me so that we can really have a long discussion about this and about alternative ways to help, but ways that don't involve your constant time and attention.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, because we can really start looking at what the possibilities are where you live so that you could find some resources to help until she can get on disability and hopefully... I mean, unfortunately, I know people who have been so disabled that they are in wheelchairs, and it's taken them a year to 2 years to get on disability.
Yeah.
It's just a very long process, and it's almost kind of like, you know, the powers that be say, "No, we're going to see if you'll hang in here for five different applications, and then we'll let you get on disability."
Yeah.
So, you know, and she needs something to take her mind off of herself all the time.
Yes, yes.
She really does.
What you're feeling, too, is you feel, well, it would just seem to me if I were in your place that you're doing, you love your daughter, you want to help your daughter, but she's making you feel guilty, and you're coming at the at this work from the feeling of guilt rather than the feeling of, here's my love that I'm offering you. And that's a heavy burden.
Yes, that's exactly right. I'm just feeling overwhelmed and feel like she's not treating me right because I'm trying, and it just seems like it's not enough.
It goes back to the question that Caroline asked about putting up some kind of line around yourself as to what you can't cross over, and you've got to think about your own health in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I realize that.
And I like the idea of laying out the thought that, well, you've got to have 2 days off. And if she wants you there on the weekends to take 2 days off during the week and has some kind of alternate plan where somebody, even if you have to pay them to be in there for a couple hours. And I can see her husband, too. He's going to work, coming home, and then he's got to take care of her, and he's feeling pressure also.
Yes, he's really frustrated, too. He's left her a couple times, and then he's come back. So I just wanted to get well and be happy with her life instead of the way she is.
Of course.
Yeah.
What mother wouldn't want that? Caroline, what do you say, if you can, if there is some healing that you could do for Jeannie that might help her for the moment?
Okay. Jean, I'm going to what we're going to do here is we're going to pull off all the negativity and fear-based thinking and so forth that's really being projected onto you, okay?
That sounds very good.
Okay, and it's going to come off in a spiral. A spiral of energy of God is going to come down through your crown chakra. Down into your body, into your arms and your hands, your torso. Your legs. Your ankles and your feet. That energy is going to come down in a continuous line down to 6 feet underneath your feet. And then it's going to continue on all the way down to the center of the earth. This beautiful energy from God is also cleaning out your aura and your energy field. and this beautiful purple light will stay with you. And continue to clear from each and every one of your cells down to the subatomic level of the cell, the negativity and fear-based thinking. Okay, now, Jean, you know my phone number?
I
have to give it to her, Caroline.
Do you have something to write with?
Yes.
Okay, it's 540-586-2401. God would really like to work with you to help you work out a strategy for helping your daughter become self-sufficient again.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Wait,
okay.
don't go, Jeannie. I've got
okay.
a question. It occurs to me, Caroline. How about can we program the field so that they can find someone to come in and help with the daughter?
Okay, what we're doing is we're posting a notice on God's message board.
Okay, that sounds
okay.
Very good.
Okay, good.
Now, another thing, Caroline, does she need anything else to protect her other than what she's doing?
When Jean calls me, we're going to work on that in more detail.
Good.
So she knows how to protect herself every day and how to use God's energy instead of hers. Okay, because our energy is limited, and if we use our energy, we get worn out. So what we need to do is learn to use God's energy, and that's what we're going to work on when you call Jean. Okay, and learning how to use God's energy to work with your daughter and to help solve some of the problems. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All righty. Good luck. Call me soon. Call
I
me
will.
Tuesday.
Thank you.
Okay, and we'll set up an appointment.
All right, thank you both.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That reminds me of a conversation that we had, Caroline, about you were talking to God about why some healers get sick.
Uh-huh.
And
because they...
Review that a little bit, because I think it's very apropos here.
Okay. Well, what really happens is that all of us, whether we're healers or psychics or whatever, tend to use our own energy as we're doing our work, and our own energy is finite, and that means that it is not endless. But God's energy is infinite, unlimited, and always, always more than all of us can use put together. So if what we do when we are doing healing work or doing a reading for someone or helping somebody, whether it's somebody who's ill or we're just driving a friend to the doctor's office, if what we're doing is using God's energy and God's love, then what we get back in return is more and more energy. So we don't get sick. We don't feel like it's as much of a chore as it would be otherwise. So, and God's delighted to be able to help you with the energy. I mean, that's part of why he's here. Is not only is he the creator, but he's also interested in helping us recover the joy and the happiness in our lives. And that certainly comes when you're not using your own energy, but you're using his. And I learned that very early on, that if I was standing trying to do a healing on somebody for 4 hours, that I was wiped out, and that I had to say, this isn't my energy, this is God's energy I'm using. So then I could stand for 4 to 6 hours at a time and do a healing on somebody.
We'll get back to that again, Caroline.
Okay.
We have another person who has called in, and your name, caller.
Hey, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hey.
What can we do for you, dear?
Well, back around April, I had called in for a healing from Carolyn. And at the time, I had told her I had been diagnosed back in January with osteoporosis. So she had me to go through some things to do to release that, that apparently it was something I had built in to awaken me if I wasn't already awakened. Now, the question I have, I want to see how that is doing and want to know if that condition is in any way associated with the back pain I have in my lower left hip area and my right knee.
Okay. I'm going to go in and look at your left hip here. Did you fall on your left hip?
Well, I fell years ago on my tailbone and actually broke it.
Okay. Well, I was seeing an old injury in your left hip there. Okay. Could you, by any chance, stand up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Be easier to work with this if I don't have you sitting down.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you have a place here where the myelin sheath has been torn. Myelin sheath protects the nerve. It's not on all of the full length of every nerve, but it's on places in your nerve where they might tend to get rubbed or scraped, and it goes all the way around the nerve. It looks almost like a... If you drew a picture of it, it almost looked like a hot dog in a bun because it goes all the way around it. So what we're going to do is God's replacing the myelin sheath. Okay. Call the stem cells to come and do that. And now they're going to get that nerve back in its track and this part of it is sort of turned over on the wrong side, so we're going to very gently turn that back over. Okay, and wrap it all with God's golden light. So stay in place. Okay, and it's coming out from the spinal column correctly in the right area. And there doesn't seem to be anything that's pinched up there at the top. It's on further down into your hip. Okay, now go in and see about your knee. Okay. God's going to very gently move that kneecap back into place. Okay, and we'll tighten up the tendons and the muscles. So we'll hold it in place. Okay, now how's that knee feeling now?
Actually it feels great. There was it's almost like a dead nerve area that I don't feel at all now.
Okay. All right. Well, I wasn't getting any feeling there either. I thought, okay, this isn't hurting her. That's a good thing.
So it was kind of dead.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to call the leukocytes to come down there and clean up that area. And the stem cells to come in and recreate the nerve so that it is connected just as it was connected when God created you. Now, this will take some time to get the feeling back in there.
Mm-hmm.
Recreating nerves takes a little bit longer than it does for some of the other things that we have to do when there's a situation like yours. So it's going to take a bit of time as it's recreated here.
Okay.
But you've got plenty of stem cells to do that and plenty of leukocytes to clean up the area. And now that the kneecap is back in place, when the nerve is completely joined and goes back through there, it'll be in the right channel and so it won't cause you any pain or anything.
Okay.
Okay, and how's your left hip doing now?
It seems okay. The biggest moments that I have as far as pain is when I first wake up and try to get out of bed. As I go through the day, it sort of loosens up.
Okay, well, and that it has been loosened by what God did in turning it over so it wasn't pinched, and also in connecting the myelin sheath around there, so that will dissipate really quickly. You'll probably feel even better in the morning than you felt before getting out of bed.
Well, that will be great.
Okay.
Okay, now what do you see as far as the osteoporosis and the work that we did in April? Is it reversing itself?
I'm sorry, but I didn't understand what you said.
The osteoporosis, that you worked with me on in April.
Uh-huh.
How does that look now?
It's looking better. I'm looking all over your whole skeletal system here. It's looking better, so I have no idea what was done in April. I work on too many people to remember.
Right.
But whatever, continue doing that because it is looking better.
Well, you basically had me to go through saying a mantra for X number of days to remove this out of my energy system.
Uh-huh.
And I did, and I was just wondering how it went.
Good. That's great.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank God.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
I would like to mention something now. First of all, Caroline, thank you for working with her. But she mentioned this mantra that you gave her, and I would like to mention that I had a conference. Mother Mary had asked that a conference call be held, and the last one that we did was on August the 15th. And that healing that she had done was quite remarkable because she worked with colors, beautiful meditation, and if there are people who would like to have something to meditate with where you're using colors and you're clearing out the heart chakra, this would be a wonderful meditation CD to get for healing. And if that is something that someone would like, they can go to my website and get that, and the instructions are on today's show information. You know, Caroline, sometimes people can't always think of a meditation or working with colors or clearing out the different chakras on their own, and this is, you know, led by Mother Mary, and it's beautiful.
Oh, good. And what is your website?
My website is www.carolynevers, carolynevers.com. And it is displayed on today's show. See, we've got another caller. I didn't have an opportunity to ask about the healing, healers and using the energy, but we'll get back to that. And your name, caller.
Hi, Carolyn and Caroline. This is Nancy Sue.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing it the best way we know how.
There you go.
Sometimes, you know, when we row down that river of life, you misplace your oar once in a while.
Yes, I agree.
What can we do for you, Nancy?
Well, I was going to ask Caroline if she can clear any other blockages that are keeping me from seeing or using my spiritual gifts.
Well, how about that, Caroline?
How about that? Let's see what we see here, Nancy Sue. Are you not using your spiritual gifts yet?
Well, you know, it seems like sometimes, like when I'm doing on the conference calls with Carolyn and Archangel Mikael and Master Kathumi, there's times that I can just start seeing things or know things, and then, like the last one that we had yesterday, I mean, I hardly felt much of anything.
Oh. And that one was extraordinary. I'm amazed at that. All of those antics that they did with the electron, and you didn't see any of that? Oh, my. Archangel Mikael, for your information, Caroline, they were working with the electron because in the upper dimensions, they're preparing for ascension, and in the upper dimensions, the electrons are spaced differently. And this was an exercise on commanding electrons with your thoughts. And Master Kasumi and Archangel Mikael, we were having so much fun with that, with what they were doing with the electrons. Oh, I can't believe that you weren't part of that, Nancy.
I faked
you were
it.
Visualizing that with them, weren't you?
I was faking it. You know, they say fake it until you make it. But you know, I
now
did
wait
think...
a minute. You can't give out all of our secrets on the air. We women have to stick together. So you advertise faking it, huh? Okay, my dear. You weren't visualizing any of that?
No, I really wasn't.
You were asleep at the wheel, dear.
No, this time I was fully awake.
Well,
oh,
it was taking place whether you visualize it or not.
Yeah.
But that's the important thing to realize.
And that's why I kept faking it, because I figured if I keep on doing this, it's going to happen, and it's going to stay that way.
And it will.
They were throwing that electron. Master Kasumi and Archangel Mikael were throwing the electron with each other, spinning it on their fingertips.
Oh, that was so funny.
I know. Archangel Mikael has a sense of humor that I think is so incredible.
That's right.
Yeah, and he says, think of me as your elder brother. You don't have to put me up on a pedestal. Our elder brother was having a real good game of ball with the electron yesterday.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome.
It was. It was really awesome. Okay. Well, before we get into what Caroline might be able to help you with that, Nancy Sue, I know that there are times when you feel very close to the spiritual hierarchy and you sense them and you see some of them that are there working with us on the conference calls. I know that you do.
Yes. The time before last, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited about that because I actually saw Master Kasumi change.
Oh, yes.
And that was just amazing. It was just like, oh, yeah.
What was happening?
I was able to see before you even said it out loud.
What was happening, Caroline, is Master Kasumi had come, and he was changing his appearance based on all of his past lifetimes.
Oh, cool.
And so you would see him as Master Kasumi, and then you'd see him as St. Francis of Assisi. You would see him as Pythagoras. And it was fascinating because all the people on the line at that conference call had shared a lifetime with him in one of his incarnations. And so he was showing himself as he looked then. And I thought that was really cool.
Oh, it was.
Let me tell you something, what I think was happening, Nancy. Because Archangel Mikael I've had other people ask questions about, you know, the electron and so forth. And there comes a point when you are working with it that you're actually integrating it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a possibility that you had already integrated the electron, and so you weren't seeing all that play that they were doing. I suspect that you've already integrated the electron. But that being said, you mentioned this as having a block. I'm not sure that you have a block. I believe that you are moving very close to that line in the dimensions, and because you're starting to see, you're feeling the emotions. Isn't it fair to say that you're also seeing the colors that's coming with the spiritual hierarchy when they come?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And now, let me ask you this one last question. You're doing all of these things, you're gradually opening up that doorway between the two dimensions. Was the work with the electron the only situation that you had recently where you were not feeling that you were a part of it?
Yes.
I'm inclined to think it's because you integrated the electron. Let me see if I can call in Archangel Mikael and ask him. Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Okay,
you're laughing.
Huh?
You're laughing.
Well, yeah, I'm laughing.
What did he say?
I want to know, first of all, if you can see him anyway in energy or color or feeling.
I feel him. I feel him.
Now, yes, you feel him. Now, remember on the conference call yesterday, he was, I think this was yesterday, he had work to do with the electron, but the first part of the program was feeling his energy, becoming acclimated to the way his energy felt. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, now during that period of time, were you feeling his energy?
Yes.
Because he said there's going to be a time when he's going to suggest that his followers go within because of Earth changes.
Right.
So you really are feeling his energy. And so he came with his energy, and I want to know, you know how he is with his antics. Can you see him there with his sword?
Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's he doing with his sword?
It looks like he's holding it up.
Yeah? Which end?
By the hilt, but it's up.
Yeah, he's holding it up in the air.
Okay. Because the last few times that he's been holding it, it's been holding it by the blade itself. And this
now, now, what kind of block do you want Caroline to remove?
I don't know.
I think you just wanted to call and talk to us.
Well, that too, always.
Yeah, you don't have a block, sweetheart.
Okay.
You are developing, and, I mean, I have watched you over the course of the conference calls, how you started out, and you know, as I say, we're like one of those little mushrooms, don't know a thing. And you have been slowly opening like a flower. And, you know, you're sensing the energies and you're seeing the colors and you're feeling the presence.
Yes.
So.
Well, she is, and she asks for all of the spiritual gifts. Okay, so when you ask for all of them, they aren't all going to come full-blown into you, bam, like a bolt of lightning, because
uh-huh.
It would overwhelm. So they come in gradually when you can handle them. So what's happening with you is that you're getting all of the spiritual gifts. You're just getting some of them are a little bit more advanced, if you want to call it that, than others are. But you're going to have all of them coming in. And that's done in perfect timing, not only for you, but also for the purpose for which you came here.
Right, okay.
Okay, so you just really need to be patient and to be thankful for what you've got.
And I am very thankful for that.
Yeah, and know that it's going to increase, you're going to be in the very near future using all of those gifts.
Okay.
Well, one of the things that I like about Nancy Sue is that she is very enthusiastic about progressing spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a beautiful part of the soul. And I think, like what you're saying, in your enthusiasm, you just want it all, you know. I like chocolate.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
I'm ready. Give it. You're right. Yes.
Who? Me? Impatient? I'm not impatient. Just give it all to me right now.
And, you know, I thought I was always very patient, but apparently I'm not. Not as patient as I thought I was.
I suspect that perhaps in some areas you are patient, but I think you have a great desire to move along spiritually.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
And so, you know, there's an enthusiasm there. You want to be on your way. You're tired of the status quo in the world. You want to ascend.
Yeah.
Well, and one time when I was asking the same sort of questions that you're asking and saying, you know, I feel like I'm marking time here. I don't seem to be progressing at the rate of speed that I was even a month ago. All of a sudden, it seems to have really slowed down. God said, well, if you look at the universe as a puzzle with millions and millions of pieces in it, he said, in order for your part of the puzzle to work correctly, every piece that's contiguous has to be in place. So you may be in place, but there may be other parts of the puzzle that aren't in place.
Ah.
And so when you can look at it like that and say, okay, I'm waiting for somebody else to come online or some other criteria to be met or whatever. Because when God showed me that gigantic puzzle, it's like the puzzles in Harry Potter. It's alive. It's not static. It's alive. It's moving. It's changing. It's progressing. And so your part of the puzzle sometimes depends on the other parts of the puzzle around you.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't mean that if a certain part of the puzzle, because I asked this question, I said, okay, well, what happens if this part of the puzzle that's over here on the right of me decides that they're not going to wake up? And God said, he just kind of laughed. He said, I always have a plan B, a plan C, and a plan D. So somebody, if there's somebody that is you're waiting for, you know, to fit into that part of the puzzle for the puzzle to move again, is not taking their place, somebody else is going to step in and take that place.
Okay.
So
that makes so much sense.
Well, how about something that doesn't make any sense? You're talking, and I'm thinking about that commercial where they get clunked on the head and said, well, you could have had a V8.
You could have had a V8.
That's how you wake up these guys.
Right. I was sitting in a bagel shop today having lunch with my husband, and I was listening to a group of people who were talking who were in their 20s, and it was mostly guys in the group, and they were so unawake that I just really wanted to go over and do that and hit them on the head. You've been awakened.
Well, I don't know, Nancy Sue, what else do you want, dear? Anything else, or is this it?
You guys have done great, and I thank you, thank you, thank you.
Sure.
Our pleasure,
thanks,
dear.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
Okay,
you too. Nice
bye
weekend.
Bye. Yes.
I would just like to make an announcement for others who might be interested in working with a spiritual hierarchy. My complete schedule for September is up on my website at carolynevers.com. And up in the right-hand corner, there's conference calls, and it gives all of the conference calls. And this month, we have a new conference call that Jesus has asked us to do, which is going to be interesting because he's going to talk about some of the secret teachings that really wasn't, how shall we say, discussed by the church. So that should be very interesting. And while we're here, Carolyn, why don't you give your telephone number in case there's people who want to call for a private reading?
Okay. My phone number is 540-586-2401. And both Carolyn and I are on the East Coast, so we are on Eastern Daylight Time.
Oh, you mean you don't like those 12 o'clock midnight phone calls?
How about the 1:41 ones in the night? I'm kind of like, excuse me? Even the phone books can tell you what the time difference is. Please look that up before you call me.
Oh, you don't get out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning to answer your phone?
No, I do not. I go, okay, whoever that is going to have to wait till 9 o'clock.
Now, getting back to something we were discussing before Nancy called, and that was when you're working with someone, whether it's in a healing mode or we were talking about different aspects of working with individuals, to work with God's energy and not our own, so that our energy is unlimited because we're using God's energy that is unlimited. I would like for you just to explain a little bit to the audience as how you would call in God's energy instead of using your own.
Carolyn, that is the simplest thing in the world.
Sweetheart, I believe that it is, but
it
I kind of wanted you to tell everybody.
It is so simple. However you address God, say the words, when I pray, I say, Most Gracious Heavenly Father, Divine Mother. And I am immediately, and so is everybody else out there, you are immediately in God's energy. So that's all you have to do to call God's energy in. I always start my healing work with a prayer, so that not only is the person that I'm working with, but me also is in God's energy field, so that the work can take place. So, and when you address God, you don't say, oh, please, God, do such and such. You say, thank you, God, for bringing your energy into my energy field, protecting me, clearing me, and keeping the energy flowing to me as I work throughout the day. However you say it, but when you put it in the present tense by saying, thank you, God, that means it's done. It's not going to happen in the future, like 5 hours from now or tomorrow or whatever. It's going to happen right now because you're saying, thank you for doing it. And you always keep your prayer, which is when you're talking to God, in the present tense.
Caroline, I just love the prayer that you use for healing, before you heal. And I know we have said this on a show before, but there's always new people coming on board. And caller, if you'd just be patient enough and just hold for a minute or so, I want to ask Caroline if she would be kind enough to say her healing prayer, because it is quite beautiful. Are you willing to do that, Caroline?
Certainly. I'm happy to do that. Most Gracious Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Creator, Love Everlasting, thank you for this opportunity to work with you and with these clients for our healing. Thank you for clearing these spaces. Thank you for clearing us. Thank you for allowing into these spaces only those beings of light who can help with the healing and who are here for our highest and best good. Thank you for surrounding us with the white light of the Christ energy, the golden light of your unconditional love, and the universal light of transformation and healing. Thank you for giving me ears to hear as you hear, eyes to see as you see, a heart full of your unconditional love and compassion, and a mouth which speaks your truth with wisdom, grace, and joy. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done.
Thank you, Caroline. I just find that so beautiful, the way, and I wanted everyone to hear that again since we were talking about prayer. Thank you. And we have a caller online, and your name, please.
My name's Nancy, and I've never called the show before.
Well, welcome, Nancy. We're glad that you tuned in and called.
Thank you. My question is, I've been doing an awful lot of healing work over the last several years, but I'm still having some premenstrual headaches that have been going on for, probably 10 years. And I've gotten them kind of back to where they were when they started, but they're still plaguing me. And I'd like some answers if I could get some about that.
Well, after 10 years, I guess so. Let's see what we can do for you. Caroline, any thoughts?
I think we need to first ask the cherubim.
Oh, you're going to put me up on the workbench, huh?
Yes, I am. It's your turn.
My turn. She said the prayer, and now she's turning it over to me. Okay, Nancy, let's see what we can find, what the cherubim said or will say about your apparent need to have a headache.
Thank you.
No, she doesn't need to have one.
No, I don't think she needs to have one either, but let's see what they say. I thought that's what you were kind of indicating here. Okay. Since you haven't been on the show before or listened to it, what the cherubim have done, Nancy, is they've come to what looks like a gateway between the next dimension from them and their own dimension. And there are two cherubim standing there, and they have the appearance of the female aspect of this angel. They are androgynous. For some groups, they appear as the male, but for the human race, they appear as the female because they have this nurturing aspect towards humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And each record is very distinct, like a fingerprint. Your record is completely different from anyone else's because these are all the vibrations recorded of every deed that you have done since God called you into spiritual form.
Yeah.
And these records are like a vibrational database,
mm-hmm.
very similar to a computer disk that you would back up a computer on. That is how it looks in this energy field, and it is attached to a place of vibration also, and it looks like a circle that goes inward, except they are showing it to me in a form of a book so that you can understand with a human mind what the record looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And the cover of the book that they show us has a great indication as to the colors that you were created under when Source called you into spiritual form, into the soul that you are.
Uh-huh.
And the cover on this is a gorgeous emerald green, and it has an edge along the side that is sort of like a gold filigree.
Uh-huh.
It's very beautiful, and in the center of that is this circle that looks like a stream that might go quickly around a stone or a tree limb and then move on. And that's how the center of this looks. And apparently the cherubim wanted me to tell you all of this before they actually got to your question, because there is something that they are saying that's even more important than your particular question.
And that is the reason that you have come into this lifetime. The green is of an emerald color, and what they are telling me is that this is a particular description of a particular group of souls that were brought into form for a very specific job, and that you are working here as a communicator, though usually the communication individuals will have a blue, will enter into the blue families because that is mental, but yours is green because it is leaning more towards healing.
Uh-huh.
And that you belong to a group of souls that is helping to heal those individual souls as they make their way up towards ascension. That this is your reason for being here. That presently you are working on the inner planes, and they are showing me a group of angels that you work with.
Oh, uh-huh.
And what you do on the inner planes is the work that you're accomplishing right now when you were in the sleep state.
Oh.
And what you are doing is you are helping to prepare and heal the pathway that the souls will be taking as they ascend.
Oh.
But you do have some information about vibration, that you're working vibrationally on this, but that you will also be bringing forth information from that you will be channeling mentally and will be speaking your truth, and that you have been doing some of this relatively recently, forming it in opinions and thoughts and questions, that you're just starting to verbalize what you already know.
Uh-huh.
So this they wanted you to know in the very beginning.
Oh, wonderful. That's a really good validation for me, and it's right on.
Validation in what sense?
Well, I had a sense that I'm a communicator and a healer, but I really haven't gotten enough specific information yet to know, you know, if it's time to step out and really do anything yet. And so, you know, I've been a little bit confused about whether I'm just doing it on the inner planes or if there was more for me to do. So that really helped me a lot, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Nancy. They wanted you to know that first because it is time for you to be coming forth. And what they are saying is that you are just starting to awaken. You are just starting to awaken. And they're showing me as your consciousness is just starting to communicate with your soul force.
Oh.
And to relax into this, that there is some hesitancy, and they're showing it as a form of tension in the sense that your soul is trying to push you along to awaken to what your job is to do, and there is a part of you that seems to be a little apprehensive about this. In other words, it's like you're afraid to take the plunge into the water, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's like must be real subconscious because I'm not really aware of any particular fears, and so I've been going over and over that, you know, what can I do to, you know, what am I afraid of, and what can I do to alleviate that, and I haven't really gotten any answers about that yet. Or
it's just the fear of voicing your truth.
Uh-huh.
And what they are telling me is it is because many light workers in past lifetimes were persecuted for telling their truth.
Yeah.
And you may or may not remember that, but it is something that you do need to clear, is some of this apprehension. You know, I think...
What do you suggest?
Well, what I'm going to do now is stop the reading and turn towards Caroline, if we might. Caroline, are you able to clear the past lifetimes and this block of speaking the truth?
Well, we can certainly start on that.
I don't know that we'll be able to finish clearing all of past lifetimes.
Well, maybe begin, and it might make it a little easier for her to...
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do that now, dear?
I am.
Okay, good.
I'm doing it now.
Good. You see, Nancy, I have found that when we ask the cherubim a question, they always answer us, but sometimes it's not the answer that we were expecting.
Well, actually, that was the answer I wanted, but I just thought, well, I'll start here.
Is that cool or what?
Yeah.
They must have been reading your secret thoughts.
I'm sure they were.
Mm-hmm. And Caroline is... Now, aren't you glad you tuned in today?
Yes, I am, and I think it was meant to be.
Apparently. While Caroline is working on that, I'm going to suggest that you tune into my show tomorrow afternoon. We're going to be... And that's the message. We're going to be bringing in Archangel Mikael and some
of
your...
Oh, I saw that, and
I
was really interested in that.
Tune in.
I have listened... quite a bit to your shows, but I had never made the time to call in, and my 9-year-old boy was away from home today, so it's quiet, mostly quiet. So,
yeah, sometimes it's hard to find the opportunity to call in. You know, there is another thing, though. You can always ask for a reading from the cherubim through me or call Carol. We were glad that you're here and you got the information, but we're just talking about other options.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Or, you know, ask Caroline for a reading sometime.
Oh,
for healing.
It's great to just get acquainted and you see how accurate someone is. And then it gives you an opening to work with them more. So that's really
great. That's true. You have to, I think what you're saying is true. It's good to get a chance to meet some people and see how they work. And it never ceases to amaze me how... The cherubim seems to know what you need, what your secret request is, and the same way with Caroline working in areas that you might not expect, but it was a process in the healing.
Yeah.
I think, boy, she must be really working hard at that for you.
Oh, well, I know, I'm not... conscious of a lot of the lifetimes, but some have come up, and my little boy is clairaudient, clairsentient, clairvoyant, so when he was about 4 he was saying all kinds of things to me that were really helping me to awaken. And
isn't that exciting,
telling me about some of the times that
mm-hmm.
I did have just a little recollection about a lifetime in Atlantis when I was around in 5th grade, and I asked everybody I knew, where can I find out more information about Atlantis? And of course, at that time, I'm almost 50, there was no, really information out there.
Yeah, people are talking about it now. Well, does your son still use those abilities? Does he still tell you about these things?
Well, he, about age 8, I noticed a little shift, and he just mostly wants to be a little boy now, and so I'm allowing him to do that. So we just have a little thing we do every night called Angel Question Time.
Oh, and I love it. Question Time. How beautiful.
He just asked me to ask him what, the thing of the day or something that,
Does he give you an answer?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that fascinating?
But, there are some things, I don't like to ask him about because I am his mother, and, he worries a lot. He has a lot of fears from some other times, too.
A child who has come in early with so many memories and is able to speak like this, emotionally, he's dealing with this as a child, and he's got some big memories there.
Yes.
So I could see where it might make him anxious.
Well, and I, didn't really exactly fit in my family and was so different and had to shut a lot of the things off. So I really feel like our agreement is that he'll help me to turn my gifts back on and help me remember them, and I'm going to keep his safe because mine were never really held in a safe place. So.
Oh, so in a sense, you're really feeling this destiny of having, these great gifts that you need to open up.
Yes.
Well, from what the cherubim said, Nancy, it sounds like this is the time, dear.
Well, I've been feeling like, you know, kind of like a car whose engine stalled, like, you know, like start, stop.
And sputtering, like, huh? Your gas tank
is
full.
Yes, and it's frustrating because I don't, you know, I don't know what part of me is still holding myself back or, you know, maybe if it's not the right time. And then I had a 30-year-old son just die at the end of last month unexpectedly. And so that's, you know, and I just was like, well, maybe it's just time to take a little time off and heal. And I just am unsure a lot.
You know, if you're so inclined, our conference call with Mother Mary is very beautiful. She does a healing conference call, and one of them, she's very interested in working with people who have lost a family member.
Oh.
And you can ask questions about him, of her, and she will answer you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's on my website.
Okay.
At www.carolynevers.com.
Okay.
And I also have another one, yourchildlives.com. See, I had a child also that died at 16.
Oh, boy.
And so they're difficult to work through that.
Okay, ladies. We've cleared not all of, but some of your past lifetimes that were negative and had a lot of fear in those. And one of the things that God told me about your headaches is that you're not inclined to take enough rest time for yourself.
Oh.
And you need to rest a little bit more, and the headaches give you that option of resting.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I've been working on that, but apparently it's not quite enough, and I do notice that when I get them, if I take time off, they don't last as long, so that's really accurate.
Right. Oh, well, that's good. There are some more things that we can do to help alleviate the headaches, but y'all will have to keep talking because it would take me another 20 or 30 minutes to do some of the other things that need to be done.
Well, we're going to be leaving the air in another 10 minutes, so that's going to not make that possible.
Exactly.
Well, I'll call you. I got your phone number written down, so I'll call you.
Okay. Okay. That'd be great.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, Nancy, you just sound like such a lovely soul who is beginning a most remarkable journey, I suspect. And it sounds like your son was sent to you at this time, you know, to waken you up, and the two of you probably are going to be working together in some fashion other than what you're already doing.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of unsure to me, and I tend to be a little impatient, so I'm really just kind of trying to go with the flow of it, but then balancing that with, you know, stepping forward as I need to, and sometimes, you know, I live in a real remote area, and a lot of the people here are real fundamental, and I don't really have very many friends as of yet, you know, a few that are thinking this way, and so that will help as that comes along. So it's really nice to be able to
well,
have the internet
more
to
DBS Radio, dear. We have a lot of hosts here who do talk about spiritual issues.
Oh, yeah, I'm a subscriber.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's marvelous.
Yeah, and
so
I really appreciate
you have some friends
it.
Here.
Oh, I know, and that's why I really am appreciative of that. I'm really appreciative. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nancy.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good afternoon. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I'm kind of curious about something, Caroline. I just thought this was kind of interesting. You know, she asked about the headaches, and you went in and worked on her, and God answered the questions about the headaches. But I'm kind of curious as to why you, well, I know why you sent me to the cherubim, because there was a message for her. But what were you feeling when you decided to send that information along?
Thank you.
One of the things was that God suggested that I have you have the cherubim do the reading.
Okay, so God suggested this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't argue with God.
Exactly.
It sounds like we have another caller online, and who is this?
This is Lila.
Hi, Lila.
Hi.
How are you?
I have wonderful, but I have a little... a great big question to ask of you and of whoever can help us, Archangel Michael or the cherubim. I have just this past week a fantastic business opportunity that has dropped into my lap, but it would take so much time and effort, and I don't know whether I should attempt something like this right now when they're trying to go into higher spiritual dimensions, and this would take my time into the world so much. So I don't know whether I should do this, but the opportunity is fantastic.
Boy, that's quite a situation to be in, isn't it? Because both ways are pulling you. Well, Caroline, what do you say? You answer this one first.
I think you're the one that needs to answer this one.
you're gonna throw it. I figured you were gonna do that. I had the sense. Okay, Lila, before we decide on which way we're going to go with this, I think you said this rather clearly, but I just want to go over it for 1 second. There is a business opportunity, apparently, and this business opportunity is, it sounds like one of these things that's once in a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's wide open, and I tell you, we're having Whole Foods finally come into Hawaii, and they're looking right now for people who have their own businesses, Hawaiian businesses, and they want to promote that and bring that into the stores and then even into their 200 shops worldwide.
Sounds wonderful.
So there's tremendous opportunity, and there's no one at all doing this, and there's a great demand for it. There was some time ago, but they quit. And I went searching for that particular item, and the people who were selling it said they can't get it anywhere for the last few years. And if I wanted to buy them, you know, I could do it if I want to. And I was with a lady who is visiting us. She's more from Washington, D.C., and she's been looking for a business, and she'd be a tremendous worker in this, and she's interested, and she's here with us. She's going to be leaving on Monday.
Okay, now...
So I wanted to know whether to help, to tell her that I'm going to go in with her and work with her on this, or...
See, I like the idea that you have somebody to work with. I was going to ask if you did. Now, the other thing I want to know is, what makes you think that you can't do both of these, that you can't follow the spiritual path and do this work also?
It's going to be so time-consuming right now. And I'm so pressed for time as it is. So,
You say pressed for time. Can you eliminate some of the other things that you're doing?
I guess I have to, yeah.
No, that's not the question. Are you able to?
Yes.
Okay. So if it is possible, you could possibly clear up some of the things that you're doing now and take on this new position and work the spiritual also. Do you think that's a possibility?
I believe so. And I was hoping, you know, that if I work with the spiritual, that I would have the wisdom to do this in the correct way to make it a blessing for everyone.
See, I have found that, I will ask, but I have found usually what they do in spirit is they tell you that
that these are choices that you make yourself when they're opportunities, that you can make any decision with your life that you want, unless you have made a commitment before you came into this world that you are going to do this. So let me see. We have about, maybe 5 minutes here. We should be able to get something in 5 minutes. Let's see what we can come up with.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Archangel Michael, Mikhail seems to want to come in and give you some advice on this, or some thoughts at least. And what he is saying is that food is a very important issue today, especially if it is from a pure source. So much of the food that people are consuming is contaminated in some fashion. And the desire to bring to the public something that is whole and pure is a spiritual deed in itself. And so where you might feel that this is a place to earn money, it is also a place to share spiritual knowledge with those who would be purchased, making the purchase. And so it is not just a case of what you should do or what you should not do, but rather weighing something to decide if the activity that makes you money is also a spiritual activity. And he is suggesting that you look upon the opportunity not so much from the viewpoint of finances, though that certainly is something to consider, but look at it from the viewpoint of the opportunity to serve humanity with something that is basic and something that is pure. And if you viewed your life schedule, your work schedule in those along those elements, there is no reason why you couldn't do this from a spiritual point of view.
And does it look like it would be prosperous? That it would not only financially, but I mean, is it something that is going to become a reality in the vision that I have of being able to interest not only all the health food stores, even the supermarkets, but especially Whole Foods, because it will be definitely a Hawaii-based business.
He is saying that is up to you, that your spiritual intent and the forces that you can gather around your project is your determination. It is why you were created as an individual soul, as everyone is, and you have the ability to manifest what is good for you as an individual and good for your brothers and sisters. So keep that in mind and remember the rules of manifestation.
Yes.
Twyla, we're getting up to the end of the show, and if you're not sure about the rules of manifestation, I would suggest that you call in at one of the other shows and we can discuss it more. And this is from me, Carolyn Evers. What you need to do is put this information to the test of a paper and a pen and put down the pros and the cons. It will help you organize your thoughts, because right now what I sense in your mind is some confusion. Putting it down on paper, just take a notebook, put a line down on the paper, put everything on one side, the pros of the project and the cons of the project. In other words, reasons why you would do this, reasons why you wouldn't.
Right,
and
okay.
Put it down and analyze it. And if you need more help, dear, call us again. We're up to the end of the show and we can't discuss this any longer.
Well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, call us back. We'll talk to you soon again, dear.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Caroline, how about giving your phone number out one more time?
Okay. It is 540-586-2401.
And my website is www.carolynevers.com. We offer many things there, readings, and the conference calls. And there, the September schedule is on the net right now. So to all of our wonderful listeners, this is Carolyn Evers saying goodbye. And you, Caroline, perhaps you want to say goodbye?
Yes, I do. And thank you for calling, and have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.